Blog Talk Radio.
We're now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have comedian Philip Lavelle Harris, also known as Belly Bell. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And how's your day been going so far?
You know, slow. Let's just say slow.
Slow. Okay. Yeah. So you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you got going on. And how did you get started in comedy? How did you become a comedian?
Well, basically, I've been a class clown all my life. So, you know, just one day I decided, you know how you be watching TV sometimes, you like, I can do that. Watching BET, I grew up watching BET Comedy Jam and all that good stuff. So I kind of, you know, one day woke up in a comedy mood and said, I'm going to go try stand-up. So I tried it about 4 years ago, and it's been kicking ever since.
Okay. So was it hard for you since you didn't have any, I can assume, any experience before that? So was it hard for you to get in front of the crowd to try to get them to laugh?
It was hard first getting into the comedy club because where I'm from in Oklahoma, we only have one comedy club. And you had to draw numbers to actually try to get on the show. And I never could get that number, so I got mad one time and I just told them, you know, forget this club, I'm going to drive. So I drove to Kansas City, which is 4 hours away, and did like 3 minutes to get on stage. So ever since I did that, it's been a blessing.
Okay. So share with us what you got going on now. What are you involved in? When is your next stand up act?
Right now, I got a lot of things going on. You know, not only far as the stand up, I'm writing a play. I've also got a foundation that I started called the Soy Foundation. And it stands for Save Our Youth, and it's to bring awareness to child sexual abuse. So we're working on that. We're working on a play for that movement that has to do with child sexual abuse and continue to write and continue to get on stage and make people laugh.
When I made you want to create a foundation, I know I read a little bit in your bio, you brought it on in. So tell us about that. How did it get started? And, you know.
Well, the foundation started by just, I've been a football coach for like 20 years. So by me playing, being a coach, I used to see different stuff of parents, you know, just leaving their kids with coaches and letting their kids. And I had different stories of, parents and coaches being predators themselves and people covering it up. And
right.
Being the person I am, you know, I didn't want it to be covered up. So I was thinking of a foundation I could start. So it was either start a football team for Little Leagues or I wanted to come up with something positive for the community. So I decided to work on the child sexual abuse because I feel like it's not enough awareness and people not pushing it enough to, so.
So tell us, I was reading in your bio of different individuals that you have worked with,
mm-hmm.
or should I say they inspired you, and you grew from that. So if you, when you're doing a show or coming into creating your act, what do you draw from? Do you draw from some of those old, some of those, as I want to say, old head comedians? How do you come about getting your act together?
I don't really go off the old style comedians. I mean, I watch lots of comedy, and I love, I'm a big fan of comedy, but I try not to watch them too much to where I'm taking their style. I want to be separate and be Benny Vail. I don't want them to say, well, he got a style like Richard Pryor, he got a style like Cat Williams. I want them to say that's Benny, you know. So I don't too much try to bite off of what they trying to do. I go with the flow of me. So I try to be me on stage, if that makes sense.
Okay. So where did the belly veil, big belly and all, where did that come from?
Well, you know, I'm a big dude, so, you know, I had to come over the phone. You know, I got a song out there, and you can catch it on YouTube or whatever. If you type in big belly and all, belly veil, it's just because all my life I've been loved, so I tell everybody, you know, they love belly veil, big belly and all. So I'm just a big dude, and, you know, so that's where the name came from.
So you have a couple of other songs, Clean and Don't, what is it, Don't Lay That Trash on Oklahoma?
When I was in school, they had a nationwide contest about Don't Lay That Trash on Oklahoma, and they had a lot of submissions. But anyway, we ended up winning first place for the jingle, and they took us on this big tour and all types of stuff when I was like, I think I was a junior in high school. So it was a big thing. We got to tour with the governor and the state representatives and state capitol, a bunch of gangs. So they had us everywhere throughout Oklahoma singing a song, and because we had won the jingle contest. I think that was back in 1989.
Okay. So, Philip, if you don't mind me calling you Philip. So
no,
you were like on stage, how do you prepare? I mean, I guess I want to know how, because it's hard to make me laugh, first of all, when I'm watching a comedy. So I'm trying to see how do you captivate the audience? You know, how do you captivate the audience with your comedy?
I'm going to say, for me, I call it a blessing from God. I don't know what it is, but I know how to just come on and just take over a crowd, entertain. I got a special talent for some reason that I can come out and take it. I always check out the audience that I'm in front of, and I'm always, that's my nervous point to figure out what I can do when I get on stage to break the ice. So that's one of my biggest peeves, is just watching the audience, you know, and trying to figure them before I go into my set, and that's figuring out a way to capture their attention and get their attention on me before I go into my jokes.
Okay. You write your own jokes.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'm always trying to figure out, how do these guys come up with this stuff? How do you come up with it? Do you like use family members and different, maybe something that happened that day?
I talk about life stuff, you know, life that everybody go through. I talk about life that I go through. I talk about stuff that people thinking about all the time. So I'm kind of like a, I'm crazy. I'm going to say some stuff on stage that when you go in your mind, you're going to be like, I can't believe he said that.
Okay. Give us a little snippet of something clean that you might say on stage.
Like for instance, I talk about, like I use this joke about that we rushed my grandma to the hospital because she had a lump in her breast. And everybody usually always get that, but I say, the doctor said everything is okay. That lump was just her knee. So I try to tell them about my grandma was a freak. She was a 96-year-old freak.
Okay.
And we used to have to send baby invitations. One time we had to send baby invitations out for my grandma's baby shower because she thought she was pregnant at 96.
Well, that would be something for sure.
Right.
For sure.
But see, people didn't know my grandma was a real freak though. Like she told me one time that she liked to have threesomes.
Oh,
and I thought she liked to mess with women, but it wasn't women. She was talking about dudes.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we're going to just try to keep this a little clean.
Oh, it's clean. I'm clean. I wasn't cussing.
Okay, okay. Okay, so you were telling us about your foundation, Save As You Foundation, and
right.
how they got started. It is a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
And is that the one where you said you would really help with the kids and as being a coach and trying to make sure that they, I guess, keeping them off the street?
Yeah, well, I started coaching to do that because I was in some trouble when I was a kid. So I kind of want to give back and try to teach kids not to go the route I went. But in the midst of that,
mm-hmm.
I started to see different things. You know, by being a comedian, number one, and being a coach, you see a lot of things going on as far as parents raising their kids the wrong way. I say it's wrong. I'm not trying to get nobody's business, but I say it's the wrong way, just who they put trust in. And even as me as a coach, how the parents will leave their kids with me and, you know, and you didn't know me from nobody. So I'm trying to worry the rest that you can't do that no more. Back in the day when I was growing up, you could do that. We could run the streets. I come from a little town, and you probably can trust people in your community, but you can't trust people, especially people in power, like pastors and all that good stuff, pastors, coaches. Everybody that people put trust in is the ones who's been predators nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
raise the eyebrows of that to make people understand that that's not cool anymore, you know. We need to start setting boundaries for this.
So do you, like, put on community events and different things for the children to attend?
We've been through a few comedy shows with kids. Right now, our next event is going to be Women Stand Up for Child Sexual Abuse, and basically it's going to be a lot of women comedians featuring my homegirl, Hope Flood. I'm sure y'all remember her from Def Comedy Jam back in the day, BET Def Comedy Jam. She's going to be the headliner. And we're trying to, you know, raise money for the foundation. So we do comedy shows. We get ready to do a 5K walk. We're doing something for Christmas for the kids as far as raising money to buy kids toys that's need in the community and stuff like that. So we try to do a lot of stuff for the community.
That's really great. That's really great. So, Philip, if there was a young person wanting to be a comedian, what type of advice would you give to that person? What type of advice would you give him or her wanting to come
At first, I tell them, don't be no comedian. Get your education. Go to college. But in the midst of that, if you want to be a comedian, then you need to go the route of, you know, number one is people come in this and think because you sit at home or you sit at a picnic with your childhood friends and you make them laugh, the same thing as getting on stage. It's two different things. So just because you can make a group of people laugh while in a conversation don't mean you can get up on stage and, you know, make a room full of people leave by yourself. So the first thing I tell them to do is write you something, write a 3 to 5 minute set, and go do it. Go try it. Get on stage. And get away. Like, one thing I didn't want to do, I didn't want to be in front of my friends because I didn't want to be misleading that I was funny. Get in front of people that's going to tell you the truth. You know, we got a lot of people out here that think they're funny, think they can sing because mama say they can and they can't because mama didn't want to hurt their feelings.
It's called keep it hope alive, I guess.
Keeping
the dream alive, encouraging the kids to go on and do what they want to do. But I can understand, you know, you're not singing so well, so if you don't mind sharing a little bit more about any upcoming events that you may have. How our listening audience can connect with you, how they can book you, and anything else that you would like to share, you can share it at this time.
Yeah, just, you know, if you want to reach me, you know, I got a website. It's www.comedianvellyvale.com. That's www.comedianvellyvale.com. You can catch me on Facebook, Comedian Vellyvale, Twitter, Comedian Vellyvale. Instagram, Comedian Vellyvale. I have 2 or 3 pages, though, on Facebook. So, Mr. Vellyvale, Comedian Vellyvale. So, hit me up on there. Also, my email address is vellyvaleentertainment@gmail.com. That's vellyvaleentertainment@gmail.com. And I have a lot of shows coming up around the states. Christmas coming up, so I got a lot of Christmas shows that we're getting ready to do, corporate parties and stuff like that. And while I'm working on that, we're just, you know, working on this soy and and getting that developed and trying to get the brochures and the banners and all that good stuff to start raising awareness and get them pamphlets in people's hands so they understand what the soy movement is all about. And basically trying to get people under that soy movement to understand that we all need to work together to protect these kids from these predators out here in the world, because there's a lot of them, and they need our help. So that's my main goal, is just stretching for them. And I'm also do a lot of different things. I've been speaking at a couple of domestic violence events. I also do a thing with the autism, for autism kids, to raise money for them. So I try to put my hands on a lot of stuff to help out with different stuff. So I don't want people just to think I'm just this funny guy to just talk crazy on stage. I talk crazy on stage. I'm Velly Vell on stage, but when I get off, I'm back to Philip LaVell Harris. And that's, trying to make stuff happen, because I got 5 kids myself. They are grown, though, but I got 4 grandkids that's little. So I got to make a better life for them and not have, as far as them being safe in this world from these predators. So that's another reason I started soy. So
that's really impressive. But I also noticed that you are the director of fundraising project for the United Black Family Scholarship Foundation.
Yeah. I got a guy, his name is Ivan, I forget Ivan's last name, but he started this foundation where he raises money for the, to send college, black kids to college and stuff like that. So I'm like on his director of fundraiser. So when they need a fundraiser developed or put together, I'm trying to help them, get them ideas to put those events together to raise money to help kids. Now, he's actually locked up in prison, but he's still doing his thing on helping kids stay out of prison. So it's a good thing, you know, helping him out, because he's in L.A. behind the walls, but he got a team out here that we help him try to push his dream and help kids not be where he at.
Oh, that's really impressive. That's really impressive. And so how often do you all put on the fundraising events for that scholarship foundation?
He try to do something once a month, at least. Sometimes, you know, it might be every other month, but it's just basically when he, you know, we come up with something that's beneficial to, because most of the events they do is in L.A., so, and I'm in Oklahoma, so we kind of got to work around my schedule and all that good stuff to do it. So we try to put comedy shows together. He got some guys that also does concerts and stuff like that. So they try to do a variety of things.
That's really good. That's really good to still be active and bring back a positive word to the children. That's really fantastic. And Mr. Harris, we definitely applaud you for all the wonderful things that you're doing in your community in Oklahoma. Now, if you don't mind, okay, you've already shared. I was going to ask one more question. Give us one last thought, you know, from you that you would like to share with our listening audience.
I just want to tell everybody have a blessed day. I guess, I mean, you know, be blessed and follow your dreams. A lot of people out here, they looking at other people's dreams and they working for somebody else, making their dreams. If you got some dreams yourself, put it together. Quit being lazy. Put it together and make it happen for yourself. That's one thing I try to tell everybody. If you got a dream or project you want to do, don't put it on hold. Get out and make it happen. Make yourself. It'll make you feel good if you got, you know, a project that you want to put out there yourself. It makes you feel good to see it take off.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so we would like to thank you, Mr. Philip LaVell Harris, also known as Velly Vell, for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so
much
for coming and sharing with us. And we appreciate you more. So, and we got to have you back on, if you could tell us a little bit more about all your events and everything like that that's going on, that you had going on in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Okay. Thank you again for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We would like to thank all of our sponsors, Vimashi Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417
or you may email us at vernavee@vmarshi.com. Leaving you with this coming from Proverbs 16, the first through the fourth verse, King James Version of the Bible. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy work unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord has made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry. And as always, love, peace, and increase. And be blessed. And leaving you with the sound by Mr. John Murray.
We sanctify.
We sanctify.
We unify.
We unify.
We lift your praises.
We lift your praises.
Beyond the sky.
Beyond the sky.
We sacrifice.